This morning, our first reading from the prophet Isaiah offers us a vision. Isaiah offers us a vision and a dream of a new and heavenly Jerusalem, shining out before us like the dawn, crowned with a royal diadem by the hand of her loving God. No more shall you be termed forsaken, the prophet says of that great city. No more shall you be termed desolate. But you, O Jerusalem, shall be called, "My delight is in her." For Yahweh, the Lord your God, delights in you. And all the nations shall see your vindication, and all kings shall see your glory. This morning, the prophet Isaiah offers us a vision and a dream. And it is of visions and dreams that I wish to speak to you this week as we remember, as we commemorate the 75th anniversary of the consecration of this beautiful church. Now, we'll be having more formal celebrations later in the year, but I think it's only fitting as we mark the actual date that we think about this great occasion. 75 years ago this past Thursday, on January 17th, 1944, the Reverend Charles Cuthbert Phillips, then priest here at Holy Trinity, spoke these words during the service of consecration from this very pulpit. And I quote, "The day of the consecration of this building will be a day of great thanksgiving to God for the lives of those who founded and those who have maintained Holy Trinity Church in the years that have passed. Their devotion and self-sacrifice must not be forgotten. Their names are held in hallowed memory by many who are here. On this historic occasion, we must not only look back with thanksgiving, but forward with prayer and renewed self-dedication." End quote. We must not only look back with thanksgiving, but forward with prayer and renewed self-dedication. Anniversaries and birthdays, in my case today, certainly do give us an opportunity to look back, to reflect on the paths and the decisions that have brought us to where we are today, to remember the people, the love and the friendship and the fellowship of fellow travelers whom God has blessed us with on the journey of life, the ones who make this life most special and most meaningful. But as I took some time this week in my office to research and read more about the consecration service that took place here 75 years ago this week, I think what struck me most was the commitment of Reverend Phillips, later Archdeacon Phillips, and others in this community to keep looking forward, to not see the consecration of this building as an ending of a journey, but as a new beginning. This week, as I said to the children, I also spent some time looking over some of our old church photo albums and photo directories that we keep over at Aborn House. And as I said to the kids, I think we have aged very well as a congregation. Like the finest of wines, what Jesus is pouring for us this morning, this church family is looking just as beautiful today as it did 25 or 30 years ago. Birthdays and anniversaries are a time for flattery, of course. But again, I was struck as I worked my way through the old photo albums, I was struck by a note written to the congregation in one of the old directories by a former priest, this time writing in 1996. And I'd like to share a bit of that with you too. And I quote, "A fundamental principle of life is growth. If we are not growing, personally and corporately, we are dying. And a fundamental principle of growth is change. If we are not changing, we are not growing. This also is the challenge of the gospel we proclaim and the vision that we believe God has called us to." End quote. Those words were written to this church family by our now honorary assistant priest, the Reverend Canon Roger Stanka, when he was the lead priest in preaching from this pulpit every Sunday at Holy Trinity. Roger and Karen are away this week, but I doubt they would have known that 23 years after he wrote those words down, and they've both retired here to Pembroke, that one of his successors would be standing up in this pulpit and quoting his wisdom back at him. But such is the case. Because what Roger said to this church family back in 1996 still holds true for us today. The essence of life is change. And if we are not changing, then we are not growing, neither personally nor collectively, as disciples of Jesus Christ. Holy Trinity as a church family has seen countless changes over our last 164 years. We like to joke, we're Anglicans, we don't like change. It's not true. We're actually really, really good at change. When our church family was first assembled, first gathered together back in 1855, we had no church building to worship in. The Reverend Edward Baker, who was the first Anglican priest assigned to Pembroke, he led worship in the basement of the old Orange Hall on the condition that the church members would help the Orangemen lay a basement floor and install a few small windows for additional lighting. A dark, no doubt dampened and musty basement with not even a floorboard under our feet. That's how this church family got its start. But with time and love and generosity and faith, we changed and we grew. And through it all, we were never alone. We forget that at our absolute peril. We have never been alone in this journey. From the outset, we have had others to support us and pray for us. Back in 1855, yes, we had a bishop and we had a diocese to care for us and send us clergy. In 1855, there were only three dioceses in what was then the Church of England in Canada. Now there are more than 30. The Pembroke Mission, as it was then called, was part of the Diocese of Toronto, believe it or not, in 1855. And over our history, our church family has been part of no less than three dioceses: Toronto, Ontario, and then the Diocese of Ottawa, founded relatively late in 1896. And there have also been countless other local parochial configurations. At the get-go, at the beginning, the Pembroke Mission included the townships of Pembroke, Westmeath, Stafford, and Wilberforce. And later on in our church history, this church family would play a pivotal role in founding the Anglican congregations at Eganville, Killaloe, Alice, Barry's Bay, Petawawa, Mattawa, and Deep River. And they, in turn, at various points in our history, have supported us through fellowship, through friendship, at times, yes, through finances, and most importantly, through prayer. We have never been walking this road alone. The quote-unquote new Parish of the Valley that has come into being this past year truthfully is not something new. I say to you very sincerely that it is a reflection of something incredibly old, incredibly sacred, something that has been a core value of this church family here in Pembroke since our very beginning, namely that we are all in this together. With our brothers and sisters here in the Ottawa Valley, with Anglicans and Christians and followers of Jesus right around the world, with the spirit of our living and loving and ever-changing and transforming God, we are all in this together. My question then for us as a church family as we mark this anniversary is, what is God asking of us now? As we mark this anniversary year, as we begin to look forward to our vestry meeting, look forward to further celebrations later in the year, what is God asking us as a church family to take on in 2019? How might God be asking us to change? As Reverend Phillips told our ancestors during the consecration from this pulpit, we are called as the people of God not only to remember and celebrate what God has already achieved through us, but to look to the horizon, to dare to dream new dreams, to see new visions, to take hold of the mission of God that God has set before us. The essence of life is change, Roger wrote to us back in 1996. How might we be called to change, to be renewed in Christ's love, to die to those things whose times and whose ways may have passed, and again to be born anew, to be born anew to greater service to this community and to Jesus Christ, our Lord. What does God want this beautiful Holy Trinity Church family, its buildings, its ministries, its outreach, and most importantly, its people? What does God want us to look like in 5 years, in 10 years, in 25 years, when, God willing and hopefully a younger face will be standing up here in the pulpit, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the consecration of this place? Perhaps a slightly older, slightly grayer face will be sitting out there amongst you, not having to worry anymore about these robes and the trappings of this office, but just marveling with you at what God has done in this community. What is it, my family, that God is calling us to do? I'd like to invite us to pray on that question as we begin this anniversary year. I'd like to invite us to support each other in sharing the answers that God blesses each of us with to that question, to support each other in listening for God's heart speaking through our hearts and through our hopes and through our dreams. This morning, Jesus is also celebrating a special occasion, and he is with his family. He's celebrating the wedding feast at Cana. And when they ran out of wine, Mary, Jesus' mother, says to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you." So they bring him 6 stone water jars, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Believe it or not, they bring Jesus somewhere between 120 and 180 gallons of water. By the grace of God, the mystery of God, the impossible becomes possible. And he transforms that water into wine. And not just any kind of wine, but the finest of wines. And when the chief steward tastes that wine, when he tastes that miracle that has happened right before their eyes, he goes to the bridegroom, he goes to the host of the party, and he says to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you've kept the good wine until now. You've saved the best until last. You've said the best is yet to come." That is the way with our living and loving God. That is the way with our God whose power working in us can, honest to God, do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine from generation to generation. The God who is at once behind us, before us, around us, and within us. The God who says in the voice of the prophet, "My delight is in you." The God in Christ who says to us as a church family, both here in Pembroke and around the world, "The best is yet to come." Amen.